Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the headlines from across the country, starting with the Royal Thai Police coming out and saying that foreigners must follow their visa rules.
Mm.
Natty, have you ever required a visa in Thailand?
No.
Why would
you? Why would I? Yeah.
But if you're a foreigner coming to Thailand as a tourist mostly, the Royal Thai Police has taken a moment and instructed all relevant authorities, including the Immigration Bureau, plus the tourist police, to ensure all foreigners, residents who do not have the right visa type, to not violate the country's laws. And I'm talking in particular regarding work and working in Thailand or operating a business. Now, quite a few complaints have been made, especially in the Yawarat area, which is Chinatown, where Chinese tourists are running businesses using local nominees, which is a violation of the kingdom's laws. So, under current rules, foreign citizens on a tourist visa are not allowed to work in Thailand. Furthermore, there are certain jobs which expats are barred from taking up. Did you know, Natty, that expats or foreigners are not allowed to be tour guides or street food vendors?
Oh, the street food vendors is new.
Yeah. Yeah. But even the tour guide, I mean, tour guide's okay.
I heard that law before, though. Yeah.
But street food vendors, they can't sell food on the street?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Those who are found to be violating the conditions of their stay will be deported and barred from re-entering the country. Now, the Royal Thai Police has also come out and said that other relevant agencies will work to ensure these visa conditions are followed. Thai citizens who are foreigners' nominees can face up to 3 years in jail and a fine of up to 1 million baht.
Wow, that's really steep.
Possibly not worth it to give your friend a food stall.
I mean, food vendor. A cart?
Yeah. Any type of food vendor on the street, I guess.
Right. Interesting.
You can't sell fruits nor somtham.
I guess.
But, okay, look. This particular story is coming from quite a few complaints from the Yawarat area regarding some people over there who are being a little bit naughty. But can we be completely honest? There are a lot of people who come to Thailand on a tourist visa and work.
Ooh.
And yes, look, are you breaking the law? Definitely. Are you probably watching right now and you might be one of them? Probably. And I get you. You know, you want to come to the country, you want to find a job, or you're a digital nomad, but you don't have, like, technically the right visa. I get it. But if you are going to, you know, work in a place like Yawarat and you're going to take business away from the locals there, at least make sure you're doing it legally, right?
Yeah.
At least you have the right papers, you've got a business visa. Then no one can say anything against you. Doing it illegally is wrong. But a lot of people do it. And work out of cafes.
Oh. Allegedly.
Allegedly, Natty. Well done. Well done. I have trained you well, Natty.
Very nice.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to our second topic. Now, this is a bit more serious. This is about hacking and your phone. Have you ever been walking around the city? You know, you're out and about on your day. And you feel like, you know, your battery's running low, and then you see these charging ports, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Have you ever used one of those?
No.
Well, don't even think about it, because the Central Investigation Bureau has warned the public to be vigilant when charging their smartphones in public, because hackers are modifying charging cables to skim phone owners' personal information.
Cunning hackers.
Hackers can use remote access points to control a skimming chip that is embedded in every type of charger port. The chip can be used by hackers to skim personal information from smartphones, including passwords, financial data, bank account numbers, and also infect their phone with malware. People who need to charge their phones in public should be cautious when borrowing a stranger's charger as well, because there are people also lurking around being like, oh yeah, you can use my charger. But they're actually trying to gain information. Now, on January the 8th, a man actually claimed that he lost 101,560 baht in total from a bank account after charging his phone in public. He started getting notifications from the bank about the transactions, which he didn't carry out, from his account after charging his phone in a public area. And he said he found an unknown application on his phone, which he suspected to be the app the hacker used for data skimming. So do be careful, because it is very convenient sometimes. You know, you're walking around and you never know what's really been modified or where the hackers will strike. Sometimes you feel safe. At the airport, there are a lot of charging ports. I never charge my phone in public.
Mm.
Well, normally because I've never needed to, because you just charge it while you're sleeping. But I get it. Sometimes you forget, you're in a rush, you got to go out. But yeah, do be careful. Scary stuff.
Do you want to borrow my charger today?
I already charged my phone.
Oh, well.
Thank you, though.
Damn.
But ladies and gentlemen, if you're going out and a booch in Thailand, make sure your phone's charged.
Mm.
It's not worth the risk. All right. We're going to move on to our next two stories. First one being Thailand among 25 countries with the least amount of paid leaves.
Yeah, how dare you, Thailand.
Whoa.
So Thailand is among a list of countries offering the least amount of days of paid leave and paid public holidays in the world. Now, this is according to a study by resume.io. No East or Southeast Asian country made it to the top 25 countries with the most amount of paid public holidays and paid annual leave days, which is not that surprising because Asians are not meant to be humans. We're meant to be robots. Anyhow, the study found out how much annual leave and paid public holidays are available on average in every country in 197 countries around the world. Data was gathered from government websites, the International Labour Organization, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The study combines the minimum amount of bookable annual leave days as well as paid public holidays into paid vacation days. Surprisingly, to me at least, Iran has the most public holidays in the world at 27 days and the most paid vacation days overall at 53 days. That's a lot of paid leaves. The top 25 countries with the most overall paid vacations include Iran, San Marino, Yemen, and Bhutan is at 44, Iran at 53. If you're wondering, what about the Asian nations? Asian nations who made the 25 countries with the least overall paid vacation days include the Philippines at only 17, which is tied with Taiwan, also 17. Singapore, India has 18, and Malaysia and Thailand are tied at 19 days only. There are some countries in the world that offer no statutory annual leave at all, including Micronesia, Kiribati, and most surprisingly, the United States. I had no idea.
Oh.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. Anyhow, as for paid public holidays, India has some of the least in the world with only 3 public holidays per year. That's crazy.
Well, India?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that even, I don't know. Japan and Indonesia have some of the most paid holidays with 16 days. And in June, Sweden's ambassador to Thailand said that he is delighted 12 companies from his native homeland, Sweden, have promised to give male employees 1 month's paid paternity leave.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. That's quite sweet.
No, normally men don't get paternity leave. Not really. Mm. How do you feel about this?
That Thailand doesn't have too many annual leaves? Honestly, I don't feel too bad because we have a lot of public holidays.
It's crazy
the amount of public holidays we have. I don't know. In comparison with other countries. So that's fine.
And I think maybe in the United States, companies have to offer, quite a lot of benefits as well.
Mm.
And I guess it depends on their business structure. They offer a certain amount of leaves anyways, because I don't think anyone would join a company where they're like, yes, you can never take a leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they have their own company laws,
yes.
which might not be have anything to do with the country laws. But labor laws, I guess.
Correct.
Have you ever worked in America?
No, never worked in America.
Okay.
I mean, yes, never.
Allegedly. Yeah, the police are after. The RTP is after. Tourist visa lady. All right. ladies and gentlemen, our last update before we take a break is actually regarding Miss Universe. I just wanted to update you quickly. Now, on Sunday, American beauty queen R. Bonnie Gabriel was crowned the 71st Miss Universe 2022 on Sunday.
Ooh.
And in doing so, became the 9th U.S. beauty to win it. So congratulations, Miss USA. You are also now Miss Universe.
Yay.
And Venezuela came second. And Dominican Republic, I believe, came third. Mm-hmm. Miss Universe Thailand, Kun Anna, may not have made the final round of 16. However, she did manage to scoop the Transformational Leadership Award. So congratulations to Miss Universe Thailand as well. Well done.
Can I just say a little bit of Anna Sua?
Yes.
The thing is, like, she is the daughter of two garbage collectors. So she has a quite interesting background. The dress that she wore were actually made out of, you know, those soda cans and like those things.
Yeah.
That's what it was made out of. So it was all upcycled material. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she definitely, like, I wouldn't say rags to riches story, but yeah, she literally comes from nothing.
Yes.
And she doesn't try to hide her humble beginnings, and you know, she kind of owns it and shares her story. Mm-hmm. So quite an inspirational person in Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, like literally, you can make something out of yourself. So well done, Kun Anna, Miss Universe Thailand. Pom-poms. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we have some good stories. We have a gold cobra, and we have snow domes in Thailand. Find out more after the break.
Ready and join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. I got distracted by some of the NFL scores on the live chat. But ladies and gentlemen, you can also get distracted if you're in Phuket next time by Carnival Magic and the amazing lights that they have to offer. Some of the best shows in Thailand, really. You won't be disappointed. Check them out next time you travel to Phuket. All right. I would also like to give a big shout out to Marcus Sabert and SCY.
Yay!
For rejoining as Tiger members. We really appreciate you continuing to support the channel.
Thank you very much.
Mershka Hargate to you.
You have to put your hands higher. They can't see it.
Yeah. Mershka Hargate to you.
Yes.
That's just too much. It's like the iPad. Okay.
Okay.
Let's now talk about a golden cobra. Nettie, have you ever seen a golden cobra?
Nope.
Did you know that there were golden cobras?
Nope.
Very nice. A rare golden cobra slithered into a rubber plantation in Satun, which is a province in the southern Thailand, on Thursday, actually, last week. Kun Sitinai, he was basically walking in his rubber plantation behind his house when he spotted an unusual golden snake. Captivated by its beauty, he didn't think much of, you know, if the snake is dangerous or not. He just put it in a sack, carried it home, just basically took it with his hand, and he said he planned on raising the golden snake as a pet. Now, when he posted pictures of the 1-meter-long golden snake on Facebook, at first several people believed the golden snake would bring good luck, and they even messaged him and asked if they could come and have a quick look at the rare spectacle, because, yeah, you rarely see golden snakes here. However, a lot of commenters warned him to release the snake immediately, and he was like, wait, why? Because he soon found out that he was dealing with a highly venomous, spitting Sumatran cobra. Not only is it a deadly venomous snake, but like a Siamese spitting cobra, it can spit venom at targets with great accuracy. So as soon as he realized that the deadly potential of this snake, he wrangled with his bare hands. He was no longer interested in raising it as a pet. He decided it would be better for everyone's safety if the snake was released. So he took it somewhere far away and let it go away in the wild. And so anyone who was looking forward to going and meeting the snake in real life, if you are interested for a lottery ticket number, his house number was 157.
Okay.
And the equatorial, so it's just a little information on the equatorial spitting cobra, also known as the Naja Sumatrana, aka Sumatran cobra, is a species of spitting cobra that can be black or gold and can be found in Brunei, Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and Philippines, and is very poisonous.
Mm. Looks kind of cool.
It does look cool. However, I mean, it might be looking at you and it just spits venom and then you start dying slowly.
Right.
It's not something you'd like on a Sunday afternoon.
No, we don't want to be spit on.
Would you
cobras.
Like to spend a Sunday afternoon on the island of Kran Lajat?
What? Sure. What is that? Full of venomous snakes or something?
No. It's a famous painting.
Oh, famous painting.
Yes, by Georges Seurat.
Okay.
He invented pointillism.
Pointillism.
Yeah, it's what when is you that? Paint with like dots.
Points. Isn't that Kusuma?
No.
Yayoi Kusuma. Okay, no. Never mind.
All right. Moving on. Our last story today is about a snow dome, because guess what? You can now enjoy visiting a snow dome in Thailand.
Woohoo! So Chiang Mai Zoo revealed plans to open a negative 10 degrees Celsius snow dome to offer guests a chilly winter experience in Thailand itself. Zoo director Wuti Chai revealed that the zoo will gain a winter wonderland named Snow Buddy Winterland in a collaboration with Frost Management Company, which will allow guests to get a real winter feeling inside the dome. Snow Winter Buddy Land, that's a very long name, is set to open after Chinese New Year at the end of January. Inside Snow Buddy Winterland, zoo guests can play in the snow with various apparatus and equipment, build snowmen, and enjoy ice sculptures. Don't lick them, though. The zoo's Lin Hui giant panda will also make guest appearances in the snow dome. Not only is Chiang Mai Zoo gaining a winter wonderland, but the zoo's famous aquarium is also getting an expensive makeover. Wuti Chai said the zoo has a 29 million baht to refurbish this year, the aquarium that is, which is the longest tunnel aquarium in all of Asia. Renovations on the aquarium will take place between today and is scheduled to be finished by April. Additionally, the zoo is opening a new outdoor panda exhibition outside the panda's regular housing, which will open at 9:30 a.m. every day. So there's a lot going on at Chiang Mai Zoo.
Chiang Mai just sounds like the place to be. How cool is that? Like a little snow city.
Mm.
Okay, I say city, but it's like it's quite a lot smaller.
Yeah.
But hey, something's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I don't think any of our viewers might miss snow, especially people who've really lived in a cold winter season back in their country. But for me, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of snow?
No, I don't like snow, actually.
Oh, no, Natty.
Oh, no, sorry.
I want to go and throw some snow bars. Excuse me. I'd like to go and throw some. Sorry, we just heard a giant
Somebody
noise coming from the ceiling.
Cobra?
Yeah, Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. Did you watch the Netflix?
I did not.
Sorry, we're going off tangent. Anyways.
Yes.
Yes.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, visit Chiang Mai. It's got a lot going on for itself. If not, you can also visit the many beautiful places in Thailand. For now, that's all for our updates. We'll keep you up to date with all the latest information on thetiger.com and on Good Morning Thailand live again tomorrow morning. Until then, see you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Pom-poms.